The Shilling Show continues, and it's been a really rough week in Israel. I'm not sure that it's getting enough play in this country, but these vicious terror attacks need to be exposed. We welcome back to The Shilling Show our Israel correspondent, Rolene Marks, live from Israel today about the multiple terror attacks, and we're going to find out a little bit more information, perhaps, than you've been hearing in the mainstream media. And Rolene Marks, welcome back to The Shilling Show. I certainly wish it were different circumstances. This is just horrendous what's going on.
You and me both, and it's always a pleasure to speak to you and to your listeners. I know so many of you hold the state of Israel in your thoughts and your prayers. And please know that especially at a very trying time like now, we feel those prayers, and it is so greatly appreciated that we are absolutely reeling as in the past week we have experienced three major terror attacks, the last we haven't seen in a very long time, starting last week with a shooting attack in Be'er Sheva in the south by a terrorist with links to ISIS. This is the real worry, is that, you know, this is not coming from Hamas in Gaza or Palestinian Islamic Jihad. This particular attack came from somebody with ties to the ISIS, the Islamic State, opening fire and also stabbing, which was truly extraordinary. You know, I don't particularly like to promote footage of these events because it gives the terrorist notoriety.
Yes.
But he started his attack by stabbing a woman at a gas station. He literally just kept plunging his knife into her even while she was on the ground, and then went after two others and then rammed a car into a man on a bicycle, killing him. He was neutralized, as we call it here, by a very, very brave bus driver and a passerby who were armed, tried to reason with him to drop the knife. He wouldn't do that. He tried to attack the bus driver. The bus driver and the passerby opened fire, killing him. Then 2 days ago, we had another terror attack, this time in the northern city of Hadera. Two terrorists armed with submachine guns, one wearing insignia on the back of his on the back of his top, which is normally seen with ISIS sympathizers, opening fire, this time killing two border guards, one a 19-year-old Druze officer and one a 19-year-old female officer. And then last night, this horrific attack in Bnei Brak, a terrorist, this time from the West Bank, the one in Hadera, I must just add, were two Arab Israelis from the town of Umm al-Fahm, a very, very radicalized town, also with ties to ISIS. And then last night, a gunman coming in from the West Bank, armed with an M16, opening fire, killing an Arab Israeli Christian police officer, killing two fathers, one who managed to shield his two-year-old son with his body, and killing two Ukrainian foreign workers. This has been confirmed by the Ukrainian embassy in Israel. And what we do know about the workers is that they had arrived in Israel to work before the outbreak of the war between Russia and Ukraine.
You know, this is also disturbing. And as you mentioned, there had been a period of relative peace because we used to have a lot of horrendous reports over the years. So the first thing that struck me, you talk about the bus driver, this heroic bus driver jumping into action. And I'm wondering if in Israel there is a right to keep and bear arms, or if there is a good solid percentage of the population that is armed and can act independently as this bus driver did.
Have quite tough laws about bearing arms. You know, if you are licensed to carry a gun, chances are you are of a certain rank in the police or the IDF or security forces, or come or live in a particular area that is seen as troublesome. But thank goodness that we had armed passers-by, because in this case, all of the terrorists were neutralized. The two in Khadera 2 nights ago, an off-duty officer who happened to have his firearm on him, also just open fire, neutralizing them. And last night as well, a brave passerby managing to reach for his firearm and shoot the terrorist. But it's really extraordinary. And as you said, it comes following a period of relative calm. Yes. You know, we've had a miraculous event earlier this week in our country. We had foreign ministers from the United States, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco, and Egypt meeting for a summit with our foreign minister to look at ways of increasing cooperation in the region as well as dealing with Iran. And then today, our president, a very, very public visit to Jordan, unprecedented for the Jordanians to have the Israeli flag out, a royal welcome for him. So definitely a changing atmosphere in the region, which we now know that Iran, through its proxies, is trying to derail. And, you know, when we look at the fact that there is ISIS sympathy here, the Shin Bet, our security forces, are cracking down on anyone with ties or links or expressing an interest in ISIS, and they have arrested several already. But we know where this is coming from. This is coming at a time when we do have growing peace in the region and an increasing threat from Iran. And this is definitely an attempt to derail that, as well as we approach Ramadan, and that's also a time that we traditionally see an uptick in violence and terror against Israelis.
Yes, I saw a story in the Jerusalem Post that was expressing concern over the coincidence of Easter, Passover, and Ramadan coinciding and kind of crossing over one another. This is very disturbing because these are the holy days, and yet for some reason they choose these days, the terrorists, to commit great acts of violence.
Well, it's seen as they follow a particular kind of ideology. We can't forget that we've actually had Muslims, Christians, and Jews dying together the last couple of days.
Yes.
But during Ramadan, there is this heightened fervor, you know, to show Allah, or to live according to a specific doctrine, you know, to do your jihad, which is to cleanse the land of any infidels. You know, it also comes at a time when people are fasting. So there's that heightened tension. But over the last, I'd say, probably month or so, we've had several high-ranking officials from Israel, including our president and prime minister, appealing to King Abdullah of Jordan to try and do what he can to maintain a calm, and trying to appeal to Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian Authority president, to maintain calm. And our defense minister today cracking down very hard against Mahmoud Abbas, saying, if you do not condemn terror and if you do not crack down on possible attacks during Ramadan, we would pull all permits for workers, for people to enter from the West Bank into Israel, and we will restrict access for entry for Al-Aqsa. So, you know, Benny Gantz, not mincing his words, just moments ago, he said, we will flood the streets with reservists if we need to do that. But any kind of violence will not be tolerated.
Rolien Marks is with us live from Israel. We're talking about this spate of terror that has struck the nation over the past week, resulting in 11 deaths that I'm aware of. Rolien, as I think about all of this, I wonder how it affects the citizens of Israel, a very tough people who have had to endure this for pretty much your entire existence. But how are people doing in coping with this personally?
That's an excellent question, because, you know, when we have rockets fired on us, we know how to cope with it. We know how to get to safety. We have our iron domes. But terror, as you know, comes out of nowhere. And people are right now very, very much on edge. But as you so rightly said, we are resilient, and we will not allow for terror, for hate, for incitement to break us, to derail us from any progress towards peace. part of our strength as a society is this incredible resilience that we have. We've lived through it before, we've lived through intifadas before, and it will not break us. And with the support that we get from you, giving us the opportunity to tell our stories, and the incredible solidarity and prayers that are sent from you to us, you know, that bolsters us. That is the secret in the source of our resilience.
Well, we will certainly continue with prayer for the peace and protection of Israel. It's just so disturbing to hear this, but I'm glad that you're getting the word out and telling the truth about it. Rolene Marks, if people want to be in touch with you online to get more information or to even assist, how can they do that?
Well, you can follow our website at layoftheland.online. I'm on YouTube at The Israel Brief. I'm on Twitter at Rolmarks. I'm on Facebook at Rolene Marks. And I love to hear from you. It's always such an honor and a privilege to speak to you, Rob, and to your listeners.
Rolene, please keep us posted. We will keep you in prayer, and we will talk again soon and hopefully under better circumstances. Thanks for joining us on The Shilling Show.
Thank you. I look forward to it. Yeah.